So to sum it all up, irregardless means not to not look again. Yeah, there you go. A double negative. And in fact, makes very, very little sense indeed.
Welcome to Radio Irregardless, your non-standard blend of irrespective and regardless. Now please welcome to the Internet Airwaves. Really? Internet Airwaves?
It's okay, you can just do it. It's just say Internet Airwaves. It sounds really cool.
Sorry, I'm just not.
Internet Airwaves.
Okay then. Please welcome to the Internet Airwaves, Mark Scalia.
And welcome to Radio Irregardless with me, your host, Mark Scalia. How are you, folks? I'm sitting tonight. I don't feel like standing tonight. I got a whole chair. I set my office up nice, and I've got my stuff, and I've got things going on. So welcome to the show. If you are listening to the sound of my voice, you're listening one of two ways. One, through Facebook Live. We always broadcast live. We've been doing that since we started. We've had different versions of how we did it. There was this old website. Now, the Facebook Live, the most thing. And the other way you can listen to the show is through this slightly edited for time podcast version available through our new hosting platform, podbean.com. Just go down there, type in Radio Irregardless with Mark Scalia, and you can download through a variety of formats, iHeartRadio, iTunes, Spotify. I go through my Podbean app anyway, so I do all that. So as I always like to start the show with what's been going on in our time apart, this is the Happening Now monologue.
Everything that happens now is happening now.
What happened to then?
That's it.
When?
Just now. We're it now.
Go back to then.
When?
Now.
Now?
Now.
I can't.
Why?
We missed it.
When?
Just now.
When will then be now?
Soon.
So I did not do a show last week because I went to Manchester by the Sea, which is just east of where I live in Salem, and I supported a friend who was doing trivia night, an old friend. I say old friend because we've been friends for a long time. Not, well, we're both old too, but that's neither here nor there. Let me move this a little bit. This is bothering me. I had to change my setup a little bit. The microphone. So that's why I didn't do a show last week, because I was supporting a friend doing some trivia. So I had to change a little bit of the things. I had one of those support cages that kind of vibe that don't let the microphone touch anything. And it kind of, you know, it's good. But for some reason, it wasn't working out right. And I swapped it out. So now you can hear a lot anyway. But I took the springs off because it was horrible. It was a boom, boom, boom. So I got rid of that stuff. But I'm here. So let's do this. I had a very good couple weeks ago. I've had a very good couple weeks in general, but a couple weeks ago, we did wrap up the Salem Comedy and Spirits Festival in Salem, Massachusetts, our 2023 festival. It was phenomenal. We were sold out every night. The comics were amazing. The patrons were great. The venues were amazing. There was drinks flowing and there was money moving and there was everybody being happy. And that's the way I like it. And the comics are now, they're all on the website. So if you want to visit them, please do and follow them on social media. I'm going to have some on the show. I've had a couple already, but I'm going to continuously try to do that. I'm trying to have a lot of guests. I didn't get a guest tonight because what I wanted to do is, even though I could have grabbed a guest, and I wanted to kind of reconnect with you folks. And we got a bunch of people listening. Thank you so much for being part of the show, on the live listeners, and of course the downloads are always wonderful through the podcast. So the festival was last week and it's really good. I'm topping off my office to be completely efficient. Now, right now, you can kind of see, if I move this way, let me look at myself here. No, this way. If I move this way, you can see a reflection in the cat, because that is this monitor I got set up right now. My LCD screen, which is my TV, my HDMI, and all this other stuff. But you can see that reflection here. My goal is to have everything kind of move eyesight. I bought a new crane, not crane, I bought it like a setup. It's got a little arm. So when I have guests, I'm going to talk to them looking this way. So my eye line is like still up. I'm going to move it around a little bit. I've got another light source. My other light source is here. And I found, this is the coolest thing. I found this. It's an LCD screen. But if you see all the I.O., it's got an HDMI. It's got a VGA. It's super cool. And it's USB powered. I have a power cord too, but it's USB powered. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to put that. I bought a new thing and it's coming in a couple of days. And I'm going to put it over here so that I won't have this reflection behind me, which is, it seems like a little thing, but it's kind of important to me. And I want it to be nice. I want it to, you know, at least if I'm going to show you a video. And I shaved. I didn't have to. I shaved tonight. Oh, what is this? Oh, that's my, this is my cloth. So this is all kinds of stuff I got. So I've got my stuff hanging out here and I've redone my my office a little bit so that everything's a little bit more fish. And of course it's February. So on the posts on my calendar is Khan. So it is Black History Month, but Khan is, Ricardo Montalban is not black, but I don't know how they figured it out. It's a Star Trek calendar. Leave me alone. I got nothing to do with that. So let's keep moving on. I've been going through some stuff health-wise. I got to see my dentist because of COVID. I went a couple times, but then, you know, because you don't, I'm really bad for flossing. And I got to say, you got to floss. Fuck, you got to floss. And because I didn't floss a lot during the pandemic, I've had some problems. So I got to go in for a deep cleaning. They do one side one day, and then they do another side the other day. And I go, why don't you do the whole mouth? They go, because your whole face is numb, dumbass. I was like, okay. So I've been trying to lose a little weight, trying to figure out what's health-wise. I got a new PCP, a new doctor. I'm going to go in for physical health stuff. Everything just maintenance, because I want to get better. So I was going through some old tech, and I found some old video, well, I found video, CDs. I had some DVDs. I had about 8 or 9 DVDs. I extracted all the video off the DVD. Those are all comedy sets. And at some point, I might upload them and just put them in an archive somewhere, because the DVDs will break down after a while. And, you know, I'm worried about, I mean, I've got this. I don't know if you can see this. I got this right here. That is for hard drives. And they're all mechanical hard drives. And of course, everything is solid state now. And that's where I'm going to, solid state drivers. I don't want all this stuff to go. So it's backed up and then backed up. So I don't want to lose it, because it's like 30 years worth of information, video, acting stuff, scripts, emails, everything, pictures. But, you know, it's weird when you have a time capsule like that. You know, I was never big, you know, but people today, everything is documented. Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, everything is documented. Even this show is documented. But 30 years ago, there was not that kind of documentation. I've got videos from 30 years ago of me doing stand-up. And I was like, oh, my God, I was really funny. What happened? I don't know. I mean, I was really funny. I don't know. And I'm looking at it going, you know, it different, but a different kind of funny, like a raw, you know, kid, 23, 24, 25 years old, just balls to the wall, 30 years old, just balls to the wall, good shape, just not giving a shit. And I'm like, I got to get some of that back, because it was fun. A lot of stuff been in the news. Let me just say, and I can't play a lot of this, but I'm gonna. We had some issues this year. We had what was it? It was, I'm drawing a blank. It was a giant thing that was floating over the entire United States, and it was China, so it was probably red. No, it was white, but it was red. That's it. Red. We had a red spot. We had a red, I would say red, communist red, a freaking balloon spied over us. Now, here's the thing. It's not funny, but fuck, is it funny? I mean, a balloon? I mean, it's 2023. China's got TikTok. What are they doing with balloons? Talk about low tech. Just messing with us. And of course, it took them a week to shoot it down. People were shooting at it. It's like that scene in Independence Day where they go, Los Angelinos, please do not shoot at the extraterrestrials. Oh, just funny. And of course, last night was the State of the Union. And they did a fact check. What they should have done is a spell check. My God, I don't know what side of the aisle you are on, but God, did he not gaffes, just like not even speaking English half the time. Like he was like, America's created jobs and we got to stop that. No, we've been creating jobs, exporting. Like just word salad. Just word salad. I don't know. Speaking of that, I have a good promo, and I'm going to play the promo. Let me move the promo around because I got a promo. I want to put the promo over there. So let's talk about this day in history.
Wait till I tell you what happened today.
Would you please explain some of what happened today to me, please? Will you?
And now, Radio Irregardless's This Day in History.
What do we got? A lot of stuff. You know, I started doing this just because I wanted to fill a little bit of time, but it's actually becoming this really interesting thing. Some of it's really interesting and some of it's kind of funny. Like, did you know on this day in 1587, Mary, the Queen of Scots, was beheaded? She was 44 years old because she was convicted of plotting to assassinate Elizabeth I, her half-sister. 1622, King James I disbands the English Parliament. He's like, fuck you, fuck you, fuck you. Who's next? He also had his own Bible, I think. I think that's the same King James. On this day in 1690, Lord Halifax resigns as Lord Privy Seal. Now, that has no real historical importance. I just think it's funniest name. Lord Privy Seal. I don't know what that is. All right, now we're back. Power just went out. Can I not just have a day? Just one show? Just one? Anyway, on this day in 1693, William and Mary College is chartered in Williamsburg, in the Dominion and Colony of Virginia. It's the second in North America. I believe the first is Harvard, possibly. On this date in 1894, the U.S. Enforcement Act was repealed, making it easier to disenfranchise blacks. Fuck. We've had some issues. We got some problems. But, you know, it is Black History Month, so I'm trying to give you some black history along with today. On this day in 1918, the Stars and Stripes weekly U.S. Armed Forces newspaper was first published. 1925, Marcus Garvey enters federal prison in Atlanta. He was the founder of the Universal Negro Improvement Association. And they imprisoned him. But, he got out. I don't know. I should really read these before I do them. Anyway, 1926, Disney Brothers Cartoon Studio becomes the Walt Disney Studios. On this date in 1933, the first flight of an all-metal Boeing 247 happened. 1942, Congress advises FDR that Americans of Japanese descent should be locked up. Fuck! The Congress! Blame the Congress. 90% of this problem's Congress. They pass all the laws. You know that, right? You know the way civics works. 1944, the first African-American reporter is accredited to the White House. His name was Harry McAlpin. I found this to be amazing. 1945, Paul Brown agrees to coach the new American football expansion team in Cleveland, which would be later named the Cleveland Browns after their coach. Fuck, did you know that? Bizarro. 1960, Boston Celtics' Bill Russell becomes the first NBAer with 50 rebounds. He got 51. This date, 1963, AFL's Dallas Texans become the Kansas City Chiefs. Did you know that? Again, all this stuff. 1968, the Planet of the Apes premiered. That movie, same year I was born. That's crazy. 1974, I did not. Well, I kind of knew this and I kind of forgot it, but now I remembered it. The TV sitcom Good Times, which was a spinoff of Maud. Remember Maud with Bea Arthur? Starring Esther Rolle, John Amos, and J.J. Walker, premiered on CBS on this date, 1974. 1976, Taxi Driver, directed by Martin Scorsese, starring Robert De Niro, Jodie Foster, is released. More good news. 1977, Hustler producer Larry Flint was sentenced to obscenity charges. Fuck. Now, here's the thing. 1977, he was sentenced for obscenity charges. What time do we live in now? It's just, wow. Wow. And speaking of obscenity, on this date in 1992, I'm Too Sexy by Right Said Fred peaks at number one. There you go. And we got that. All right. Let's see. What else we got? Today's birthdays. Famous birthdays. On the Big Show. The wrestler. He is 50 years old today. He's only 50? Fuck. James Dean. Today is his birthday. 1931 to 1955. Vince Neil of Motley Crue is 61. Feeling old? Seth Green of the Austin Powers movie and of Family Guy. 48 today. Gary Coleman would have been, he was 42 when he died, born 1968, died 2010. John Williams of Star Wars and Close Encounters and Superman and Jaws and all the modern movies is 90 years old today. Cicely Strong of Saturday Night Live, who is no longer on the show, she is 38 today. Kimbo Slice, you may not know him, but he was an MMA fighter. He actually died in 2016. He was 42. And Creed Bratton. Some of you folks may know this. Creed Bratton. He is an actor. He is 79 today. He was an actor on The Office, and he basically played himself. He was the creepy guy who goes, yeah. The older guy with white hair, real short white hair. He would just sit in the back and just go, yeah, I got some knives. He was creeping everybody out. Let's see. We got some more comments. I can answer a question. Yeah, Ricky, I can answer a question. I can do that for you. I'm going to take a break in a minute. But yeah, and I got a whole show to produce. But yeah, I got a minute. I'm going to edit this out in post anyway, so it's fine. Unless he's not there anymore. Did he go? No, he's still there. Yeah, Ricky, what do you need? Yeah, let's do a refresh. That's where we go. Okay, that's it. Okay. The Facebook interface is not good. It's so delayed. So I'm trying to figure out eyeline crap like that. Okay, can I answer a question? Go, go, go. Yeah, same question. Unless he walked away from his computer. I can answer the question, but I'll tell you what. Put in the question, and what I'll do is I'm going to take my first break, my only break tonight, and when I come back, I'll answer your question, and I'm going to tell you what I got going on. Please listen to the promo. We got not only cool promo, which is made up. It's not super real. It's made up, but you're going to think it's real. And, of course, this we got a history coming up because it is a special day next week. Hey, stay on through the break. You are listening to Radio Regardless. I'll be right back.
Hi, this is President Joe Biden, and if you don't listen to Radio Irregardless with Mark Scalia, you ain't funny. Not a joke. Not a joke, folks.
Love food and wine? Get to know Salem, Mass in a fun and delicious way. Join me on a Salem food tour. Our 5-star rated walking tour gives guests the perfect opportunity to enjoy an afternoon with friends or coworkers. Great for locals and visitors, our tours book in advance and can be crafted for your special event. For more information on our tours and to make reservations, please visit us at salemfoodtours.com.
Loyal listeners of Radio Regardless, my name is Paul Kravitz. Yes, that Paul Kravitz. Mark, I would like to invite your listeners to watch my show on Thursday nights at 9 p.m. right here on Facebook Live. If you like the show, perhaps you'll consider subscribing to the Paul Report on any of the following. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube. That's The Paul Report, Thursday nights, 9 p.m. on Facebook Live.
Welcome to another installment of Radio Irregardless's History.
For all its popularity, history doesn't give us any guarantees as to the origins of Valentine's Day. But we do know it contains vestiges of the early Christian church and ancient Rome. The association between mid-February and romance goes back to a pagan festival known as Lupercalia.
Lucas, could you go somewhere else while I'm eating? You make me sick.
Likely honoring either Lupa, the she-wolf of Rome, who suckled Romulus and Remus.
Good morning, Miss Nelly.
Or Faunus, their god of fertility.
Did you ring Fawn Leibowitz for me?
Fawn Leibowitz?
The festivities began with an animal sacrifice. Then the ritualistic slapping of young women with strips of the animal's skin and blood to bestow fertility for the coming year.
I don't need to be spanked. I'm a good girl.
I've been spanked. I'm not into it, but I asked for it at the time.
In the 5th century, perhaps in an effort to Christianize the pagan festival, Pope Gelasius declared February 14th as St. Valentine's Day. As for the real St. Valentine, there were reportedly several canonized by the church. Legend has it that one St. Valentine, a defiant Roman priest, lived during the 3rd century AD under Emperor Claudius II.
Make your mind up to it, Claudius. For good or ill, they've made you emperor. If you don't accept, you won't survive.
Father Valentine defied the emperor, continuing to marry young lovers in secret. The emperor eventually caught on to the priest's actions, arrested him, and sentenced him to death. The story continues that the condemned Father Valentine fell in love with his jailer's daughter. On February 14th, the day he was executed, it is said he passed the young girl a note. It was signed, "From Your Valentine."
This day is Valentine's Day.
This has been Radio Irregardless's History.
To leave a question or comment, call the Radio Irregardless hotline at 978-219-9294.
And you're back at Radio Irregardless. I'm standing. I'm almost done. I want to fix that. See, now I'm annoyed by everything. So that was the promo. So I got a Joe Biden promo. So this really cool voice AI, which is scary. It's so goddamn scary. And it so there's a lot of celebrity voices and characters and stuff like that. So I may use them as little goofy promos. And of course, it's Valentine's Day coming up. So I wish you all a very good Valentine's Day. Let me tell you what let me get to Ricky's question. Ricky put this in. I know you haven't done stand-up in about 4 years, and you're used to going to open mics, maybe times getting a quality show. Yes, yes. Here's my thing. Paul, who is actually listening, who is the Paul Report, he was a photographer, the official photographer for the Salem Comedy and Spirits Festival. He's been a good friend of mine forever. As a matter of fact, one of the old DVDs. This is the old DVD I had. That's the old DVD I had. And it's a cancer benefit we did in 1992. And I ripped it and then I sent it to him so that he could have it too. He's in it. He hosted it. He's doing a lot of jokes. There's a lot of comics who were on the show are still doing it. One or two are not doing it. One is since retired. The other one has actually passed away. So that all being said, I would say to you, Ricky, get back into it. Yeah, you got to hang out at some open mics and stuff like that. But here's the thing about open mics. If you hang around enough open mics, you get to meet some people who actually have some real shows, and then you can network into those shows as well. You could also just go to Giggles or Kowloon and just introduce yourself to the manager, send out an email. just find out who books things and just try to get on the show. They may require a tape. They may require a live audition. But in any case, yeah, yeah. When you get that bug that you want to do it again, you should just do it. That's what I recommend. That would be my advice. Because as I always like to say, a lot of people should try it on. It may not fit, but if you get the bug and you want to try it on, try it on. So that being said, let me tell you what I got going on this comedy weekend. Friday night, I am off. I'm just going to be relaxing, doing some stuff. I may hit a club, but I'm undecided. Saturday night, I'll be at Chunky's in Nashua, New Hampshire. Next Friday, because we won't be doing a show next week, so I'm telling you about it now. Friday night, I will be at the Bangor Grand Hotel in Bangor, Maine. Looking forward to it. That is a good room. And it's going to be a lot of fun. I think I'm there with Matt Barry, somebody else. I just worked with Matt Barry last weekend. Oh, he's so funny. So funny, kid. And then the next night, I'll be at Loon Mountain in Lincoln, New Hampshire. So if you're in the vicinity, pop in, say hi. I would absolutely love that. As always, if you want to know more about my dates, please go to markscalia.com for upcoming shows, podbean.com for the previous episodes. To be a sponsor, guest, leave a comment, radioirregardless@gmail.com. Call the hotline, 978-219-9294. Next show will be February 22nd, Alex Labuti from New York in the Comedy Festival. We'll see you then.
This has been Radio Irregardless with Mark Scalia, your non-standard blend of irrespective listening and regardless enjoying. Radio Irregardless was written, directed, and produced by Mark Scalia and broadcast and recorded live. The Radio Irregardless theme, If Only I Had a Pen, was written and composed by Derek Dupuis. All music and audio clips used are property of their respective copyright owners. All material is the property of MS Enterprises and copyrighted 2023, all rights reserved. Listen to previous episodes of Radio Irregardless by visiting podbean.com, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and wherever podcasts can be found. And thank you for listening.
Hello, hello.